Imagine if everyone would live by one rule of life. And folks, that rule is just ahead with our studies from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our J-Web. Greetings to all of you. We are continually honored for you, our listeners, who join us with your great respect of the Bible, the Word of God. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And revealed in the Word of God, the one rule of life. Are you ready? Matthew 7:12. "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Now, friends, we learned that from secular grade school many years ago. That sweet rule of life is usually called the golden rule. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. The golden rule will never tarnish. Think for a moment how much better the world would be if people lived simply by the golden rule. It's biblical. It's better. So today we're going to think on the golden rule and, well, some other rules in life that should be avoided. And we'll be back in about 30 seconds.
We at International Gospel Hour are honored to offer The Gospel Gleaner, a free publication. For over 30 years, The Gospel Gleaner has presented sound biblical studies, published quarterly 4 times a year. Again, subscriptions are always free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for either the mail or email version. Be sure to post in the comments blank you heard it from the International Gospel Hour. Now, let's continue our studies.
And allow us to also add, friends, that the International Gospel Hour is under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville Church of Christ, P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. We appreciate their good work, and we appreciate you once again joining us. Let's talk about these rules of life. How about this rule of life? It's called the iron rule, or it goes like this. Might makes right. The physically strongest survive. I will overcome you and be superior. Oh, we cannot help but to think of Cain, who killed Abel, his brother, Genesis 4 and verse 8. How the good Samaritan had this rule done unto him, or rather the one to whom the good Samaritan treated, the one that was beaten and was left in the path, might makes right, well, not to him. Dear friends, this rule of life, might makes right, it is abusive, it's terroristic, it's satanic, and it's horrendous to live by this rule. Might makes right. As long as I am the powerful one, I am the right one. Here's another rule in life. It's called the brass rule. It goes like this. Do to others as they do to you. Now, regardless of right or wrong when you look at it, such will lead to a sense of revenge. And here one does nothing unless it's done to them first. They don't take the first initiative. What is done to them is how they respond. Well, in Matthew 5:46 and 47, Jesus said, "If you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so?" And then we think about Romans 12:19, when the Lord said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." You see, this brass rule is do to others as they do to you. Well, if somebody does good to you and you do unto them, but you're waiting for them to make the first move, and that's not putting the golden rule in effect in your life. Here's another rule of life called the silver rule. Do nothing that you would not like done to you. Well, dear friends, while that suppresses evil, It does nothing in the way of positive good to other people. It forbids evil, but it doesn't require good. That comes forth with a neglect of duty. James 4:17 reminds us, therefore, to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Now, dear friends, the iron rule, the brass rule, the silver rule, these rules of life, they're not biblically based. They are personally driven, and they're driven by the devil to deceive. If might makes right, then the more powerful ones physically are going to be the ones right, and just because you may be right physically, you can miss it by a mile spiritually. Do to others as they do to you. Well, if people do evil to you, then you're going to contribute to evil. Do nothing that you would not like done to you. Well, we're doing nothing until something's done. Folks, all of that is just fuzzy. But how about where we began? That golden rule of, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. In other words, it begins with us. How I would want individuals to treat me or to do unto me, I am going to move first, and I am going to do unto them. Let's examine this a little closer. How about from the Old Testament? In Isaiah 1:17, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Now you see, do unto others. How about Micah 6:8? He has showed you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? See, all of these, we're taking the initiative. The late Brother Robert Taylor, in his writing, his wonderful book, The Sermon on the Mount, or rather his lesson, The Sermon on the Mount, in the 7th Annual Spiritual Sword Lectures, pages 11 and 12, said this: in one sweeping statement, Jesus gathered up the finest of the law and the best of the prophets and powerfully phrased a righteous rule that would overnight revolutionize the whole world if universally heard and heeded. Think about that. It would revolutionize the whole world if universally heard and heeded. And then Brother Taylor concludes, Lord, hasten, that day's coming. Now, Jesus requires you to do something favorably to others, while the other laws only prohibit you from doing something unfavorably to others. You know, Paul said in Ephesians 5 and verse 1, therefore be imitators of God as dear children. And in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. So if we do unto men what we would want done unto us, and we take the initiative and do what's right and good, that'll make a better world. But friends, don't be mistaken. The golden rule by itself would not save you. Do we not need to respond unto God in simple faith, believing in Him, knowing that He will be pleased with us if we believe in Him, Hebrews 11:6. The teaching of repentance by our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 13:3 and 5, and confessing Him, Matthew 10:32. Being baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins, Acts 2:38, added to His church, Acts 2 and verse 47. And we see throughout the Scriptures how the Christians did unto others as they would want men to do to them. They did the first move. What a beautiful thought. Friends, we want to grow and be what God would have us to be. That's why we're thankful to offer a number of free study materials. And coming up, here is our J. Webb with a very special online video study just for you.
Where did we come from? What is your purpose in life? How you answer these fundamental questions is greatly affected by whether you believe in God, believe the Bible is true, and believe Jesus to be divine. Our friend Rob Whitaker has a free online video study titled Believe the Bible, and it is an awesome study. Please allow us to send you the link, and you can check it out for yourself. Just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988. and leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988, and please leave your name, email, and just say, Believe the Bible. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type Believe the Bible in the message blank. We will send the link to you. And now, let's get back to the Bible.
Friends, how grateful we are to offer such wonderful online video studies. We also offer a number of other study materials. Maybe you would like to have something mailed to you instead. A lot of people, they'll receive the U.S. mail, but not online information. Well, if you write us at P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334, or call us at our toll-free number, 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. Leave us your name and address and just say home study, and we will get that in the mail to you. You may receive it from a local Church of Christ in your community, of whom we have wonderful relationships with, as we are brethren. And many Churches of Christ help us carry forth the work of the Lord and to provide that material to you. You may already know someone there. We'll be glad to help you. Dear friends, the teacher of the Golden Rule lived the Golden Rule. The Bible tells us in Acts 10, verse 38, that Jesus went about doing good. And that should be our goal today with ourselves. We should, whatever we want men to do to us, we must do also to them. But we also realize obedience to the gospel of Christ is first and foremost. When we serve and carry forth our lives in obedience unto God and walk according to that beautiful golden rule, it weakens the iron rule of might making right, the brass rule of do to others as they do to you, or even the silver rule, do nothing that you would not like done to you. It puts our service in the proper perspective. And we hope this broadcast has helped you toward that end today. Thank you for joining me on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.